Could a new trade deal between the United States and China be reached this week as Donald Trump continues an almost week-long tour of Asia? It's his first trip to the region during his second presidential term, with stops in Malaysia, Japan and South Korea later in the week, where he will meet with Xi Jinping, the Chinese leader. Dennis Staunton is the Irish Times China correspondent and is on the line now. Dennis, good morning and thank you for taking our call. This is a trip where Donald Trump seems to be in deal-making mode. He's been in Japan overnight. What's he been up to?
Yes, good morning, Justin. He has been in Japan today and he was meeting the new Japanese Prime Minister, Sanae Takeuchi. She's just been in office for a week and they seem to have got on very well. And they both spoke about moving the relationship between Japan and the US to a new level. But what he has done is, for what he's done in a lot of places, Japan had received a 25% tariff and he agreed to reduce that on condition that the Japanese would, among other things, agree to invest $550 billion in the U.S. And he's trying to do more or less the same thing in South Korea when he comes here. I'm in Seoul right now and I'm speaking to you. And when he comes here tomorrow, he's going to do the same thing, where he basically wants the South Koreans to pony up $350 billion. And so basically part of this tour has been to kind of basically to reaffirm the terms or to reset the terms of the security relationship between the U.S. and these countries. So, for example, they're going to have to pay more for defense, and then also to agree these new trade deals.
We'll talk about China in a moment, but just to, in relation to his meeting with Sanae Takeuchi in Japan, it was a very warm meeting, wasn't it? He described them as allies on the strongest level, and he said that he was available for any favors that she might need. And indeed, I think one of the deals that was signed spoke about a new golden age of the US-Japan alliance. So all very, very warm sentiments from Donald Trump towards Sanae Takeuchi.
Yes, she's a protege of Shinzo Abe, the former Japanese Prime Minister, who's now dead. And he was—he had a very good relationship with Donald Trump, and so that has helped in a way in terms of how she's been received by him. She's also something of a hardliner. She's very conservative. She models herself on Mrs. Thatcher, and she's been pretty strong in terms of being anti-immigration and also quite hawkish on defence. She's been long campaigning for Japan to spend more on defense. So they're kind of ideologically aligned, as well as being, having a certain kind of personal connection.
The big deal to be done here, though, potentially, is with China. And there is this meeting in a few days' time with Xi Jinping in South Korea. There is talk of a trade deal being done there. What might it involve?
What I think it's going to involve, they've been discussing, they've had negotiators in Malaysia over the weekend, and they were talking about a number of issues. One was, the Trump had threatened to impose an extra 100% tariff on Chinese goods, and that seems to be off the table now. And meanwhile, China was planning to impose even tighter restrictions on the export of rare earths, which are necessary for making everything from laptops to cars to weapons. Systems. And so they were going to tighten those restrictions. They appear to be getting ready to postpone that, to suspend those for a year or so. And then they've also been talking about things like fentanyl. The US has imposed an extra 20% tariff on China because they say that the Chinese haven't done enough to stop the export of chemicals that make this drug fentanyl. And so they seem to have made some progress on all of that. But I think what you're going to most likely find on Thursday is that the two of them will agree to talk further. So they'll agree to kind of de-escalate some of the weapons, trade weapons they've been pointing at one another. But at the same time, they won't probably have a full-blown deal. Trump is likely to come and visit China in the early part of 2026, possibly in February. And then Xi Jinping will be in the US later in the year. So it could be that that you're getting sort of staging posts. But if they do kind of have something of a truce, that will be good news for them and for the world.
And what is behind that thawing of relations? Because we did see Donald Trump taking that very tough trade stance against China, and indeed China in turn standing its ground.
Yes, he tried this before when he was in office the first time, in 2017. And so there was a trade war with China, but China is much more prepared this time. They've been really planning for this. And China's also much stronger. And they've also discovered that they have these weapons, that it's not really just all about you tariff me and I tariff you. But particularly these rare earth minerals, China, it's responsible for 90% of the refining of these minerals. So it's really got a chokehold on the export of these. And so by deploying this weapon, they've really been able to put quite a lot of pressure on the US. And the other thing is that they stopped buying American soybeans, and the soybean farmers are quite a big constituency for Donald Trump. And so they've been complaining about that. And so there's probably going to be some easing of that. So basically, I think that it's in both sides' interests not to get into a really bad trade war. And so that's what I think is going to happen.
And just briefly, Dennis, then, not related to the mission, the trade mission that he's on, but Donald Trump, as he set foot on Air Force One, he has been speaking about running for a third term, something he said he would like to do, and something he's certainly not ruling it out, even if the Constitution of the United States says that can't happen.
Yeah, I think that whether he does it or not, it's probably politically it makes a certain amount of sense, because the danger always is that if everybody knows that you're not running for another term, that you become a lame duck. Mm-hmm. And so really, once you get past the midterm elections next year, they'll start running for president. And so it's kind of keeping a little bit of control over things, whether he does it or not. And it's the kind of thing he can do pretty well.
Dennis Staunton, Irish Times China correspondent, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. It's 10 minutes to 8.